Many here. Well, tonight we're going to extend your life through revelation. The Lord has given me a great assignment. I'm glad you're here to help me. Look in 1 Corinthians 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Because in the area that we're in, normal pattern of going to church is not going to work. You're going to have to be shifting in the spirit. Most people, because of a lack, I'm talking to myself too, lack of revelation, is just drifting in the spirit. Now, First Corinthians, anybody back in that room? 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he that speaketh in unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. Now, when we begin to pray for this service tonight, we're going to speak in the spirit, right? All right. That's only part of it. You're going to have to hear in the spirit. All right? And then you'll be able to believe in the spirit. No matter what your body's saying, no matter what your soul's saying, no matter what your feeling's saying, you'll be able to move into that realm. There's revelation. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, how be in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. Now here's another part. Praying in the spirit, you're actually praying in the mystery. So if I'm praying in the mysteries, that means I can receive in the mysteries. I believe the main way to receive in the mystery is praying in the spirit. You're praying broken words. You don't know exactly what you're saying, but the Holy Ghost knows what you're saying. All right? Very important. With that in mind, Revelation, then we're going to start praying. Revelation 1, where it's 1 and 8, where said John was in the spirit on the Lord day. Is that Revelation 1:8? What is that? 1 what? 1:10? Revelation 1:10. All right, now, with that scripture, John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Look what happened next. Look what happened next. The next two words. Next two words, and heard. A lot of praying in the spirit, we're not listening. Come on now, let me train you. As you're praying in the spirit, listen in the spirit, because mystery is going to be told to you. And you will not be able to understand those mysteries without being in tune to the Spirit, all right? So as we pray these few moments for this service, the revelation tonight will be so deep that it's going to change the whole world. And men and women who could not get healed are going to get healed. We're going to take our bodies out of the world's hand and put them back in God's hand with full direction, correction, protection, direction from God. So what I need you to do here, move around. We're going to pray along that line. Let me say that. All right, Lord. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great, so I heard, right? A great voice. So you should hear a great voice. What do you mean by a great voice? A voice that's speaking better than any other voice. Go to the next verse quickly. Saying, I'm Alpha and Omega. So he's the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. What thou seest now. Oh my God. So when you pray in the spirit, you hear things. Come on, finish it. And you see things,
yes,
in the spirit,
yes,
mystery. But thou see, and then write it, then record it. Now, your pastor portion of prayer life, when I pray, I always have a pad with me. Because if you don't get it down when it comes, it's gone. Satan don't want you to have it. So you had to record. Men in the spirit wrote as it was moved by the Holy Ghost. So when the Holy Ghost is moving, you got to write it. You ready? Some of y'all come to the altar, let's start praying for the night. And all I'm doing is apostolic training now. These girls are my intercessors. I started to put some men in there. I ain't put none in there yet. These girls doing a good job. Not only speaking now, you're listening. So God can speak to you. Now, Father, we need you. Holy Spirit, this is too much for religion. This is too much for normal listening and normal hearing. Too much, just too much. Touch our spirit. Touch our spiritual ear. And let the mysteries of tonight's teaching be unfolded to every person here and around the world. Sharara mamata. Tororo, Holy Spirit, kandararaba shakat. Bring us to that next depth and next level at the same time. Sharala bokuta. Ukatala yasaka. Talala baba satatata. Ramamama sakastatarakasa. Look at me. Wait a minute. Look at me. Look up here. What I heard the Spirit of God say. And this is something. Satan used scriptures to block us from hearing revelation. He used what you already know to settle you down that you're not looking for nothing else. Not purposely you're not doing that, but it's a trick of you. God just exposed it. It's a trick he used. You know scriptures, you know revelation, you got revelation, but he used that to stop you. What the Spirit of God is saying? Be open, because there's a lot of virgin territory you're going to hear, and you're going to be open to receive them. Other words, I can't spit out a scripture from up here and you spit a scripture back at me. You and I are going to have to be in the same scripture. Because that's why you're trying to pull fresh promotional, listen to me, fresh promotional revelation coming tonight. Fresh years going to be added on to your life tonight. And you'll never go to a nursing home.
Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for Jesus.
You see what I'm saying? And sometimes, the more you know, the worse off you are in the spirit realm. Because he always wants you to get more, because it never run out, you see. And so I guess I'm hearing the word. I'm hearing two words that is important. Stay open. That's what I heard the Holy Ghost say. Stay open. In promotional revelation, you have to stay open. It's never the same. The Holy Spirit never runs out. Revelation is never finished. That's why it's revelation. It's constantly being unfolded. All right? So the normality of Wednesday night has to leave you.
Yeah, that's right.
And you have to have an expectation that it's the Lord's day. Because right. Every day is the Lord's day, you know. All right, you got that? Stay open. It's good the scriptures you know, but apostolically and prophetically, we are screaming in a lot of virgin territories over the 50-something years I've been in ministry and I followed great men of God. We're going in territories that I had not seen. And I want you to be able to go with me. But if you stay normal and you think because you've been trained so much, you got a lot of scriptures in you. But you got to be ready to shift, go deeper, dive deeper, go faster, go stronger. All right, you got me?
Yes, sir.
Just pray about that. We're ready to go further, Lord, deeper, stronger. Let nobody stop us. Cut no religion, no tradition. No doctrine of men. You want us to have and do so much. We're here for a reason. Beyond the natural. Beyond the world. Beyond Satan. Say what you want. God says, I'm not going to wait till Sunday. These people have been trained wrong for hundreds of years. Trained wrong. Put me on their agenda. You can't put me on an agenda. You got to be on my agenda. And so all we could do is for our brothers and sisters is pray for them. Because they're going to miss a whole lot tonight. And I don't believe one who's close enough to get you on TV going to get the same thing you're going to get. No, God couldn't do that. He's not going to do that. Now, the people around the world and different states and different countries, they're going to get it just like they're here.
Yes.
Because they aim to be. One lady, I got a testimony I'm going to give tonight. She says her and her son watch every Wednesday, watch every Thursday, every Sunday, and Lord, if I be there, I'll be there every time. I'll be there Sunday. She said, if I just live closer, I'll be there Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, sir. And she got a tremendous healing on blood pressure. I'll give it to your father prior to the service tonight. Go ahead, continue to pray. Open your Bible and make sure you mark and study these scriptures. For more revelation in your life, to Matthew 13 and the night verse, Matthew 13, the night verse. You got to train yourself in this area. Who has ears to hear? Let him hear. That must be somebody got ears and can't hear, right? Why would he say that? And then the 11, 12, and 13 verses are very important. He answered and said to them, now watch what he said about the mystery. Because it's given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now look what he said in the 12th verse about being able to hear the mysteries. For whosoever has, to him shall be given. See it? And he shall have more abundance. See it? But whosoever has not the ability to receive the mystery from him should be taken away even that he had. That happened to a lot of church members. And then he says in the 13th verse, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not. Hearing and they hear not. Neither do they understand. So what you want to be able to hear, see, and understand. You follow me? Now you're going to find out the greatest enemy you got tonight is not the devil. Been fighting the devil. You're going to find out Satan make you your greatest enemy. And you're going to find out how to stop him. Satan making you cooperate with the devil with all your scriptures and all your prayer.
Wow.
And tonight he will be exposed and all that will be stopped.
Yes.
And none of y'all going to an early grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care what the report is. Once you understand some things to be saved by the Spirit of God, you will be in a place to stand your ground, all right? Now look at those scriptures while you're praying and make sure you have ears to hear. See, because the The writer says here, again in the ninth verse, who has ears to hear, let him hear. If you're a born again child of God, you have ears to hear. But you got to train your ears to hear. He's not talking about your outer ear. He's not talking about the sounds or the volume. He's talking about your inner ears. You got to train them to hear his voice. What did he say in John 6:63? He's talking about a word spoken to you, right? So you can't receive this as a group. Person on the left, person on the right might not be receiving nothing. But you can't let that vibration control you. You follow what I'm saying? I've been sitting with hundreds of ministers, and I heard something. I look around, ain't none of them heard it. And they're probably all still broke, because what I heard was about sowing. I watching one man just advancing. Why he advancing so much? We all, hundreds of us sitting here, we had the same meeting. But every year, that man was sowing. So the Lord told me, follow him. Yes. I look back at the mother preacher, didn't get up. And I could see the results today. Yes. I'm in a place where none of them preachers in. Yes. From large cities, they're not in it because they didn't hear. Yeah. See, so you concentrate if it's being put out now. If it's being put out, it's going to be put out. Yes. You know why it's going to be put out? Because they've been put in. You understand? Yes, sir. And nothing, oh my God, nothing can be put in you that you don't receive. In other words, the Holy Spirit is not going to rape you. He's not. Because God didn't send him to rape you. He's come to reveal to you. Yes, see, that's two different words, yes, rape and reveal. Because if he rape you, you still ain't got nothing. But if you catch a hold of it by revelation, it become yours. You understand that statement? Huh? Huh? Now you got to recognize, daughters and son, you are not regular people. I don't care what people say, you're not regular. See, revelation take the regularity off of you. And you, oh my God, you begin to walk in places that the average Christian never went. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people will not hear what I'm going to say tonight. Hundreds of thousands will never see it. Good people, they'll never see it. They'll never walk in it unless they have ears to hear. And what religion do for you, rob you of your ears. Religion bring you to a satisfied point and you live just like everybody else. Christian going through the same thing the 4-H club going through. We shouldn't have that. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
sir. I'll say something, we in prayer, maybe I'll say something. The world folk got our money. See, y'all don't want to talk to me now. Y'all think y'all holy. Yes, no, you ain't holy. You ain't holy if you don't hear that. The world system got our help. See? It's a lot of time, we pass the major doctor office up. F-A-I-T-H. And know how to work it properly, you know what I'm saying? We panic. The world done put the panic on us, you know. We don't make no decision. We take decisions other people make. We're so scared. And talking about, I pray in the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir, I'll take it. I don't know, the Lord teaching you a lot of stuff in prayer meeting. but he's doing it for a reason. Come on, let's pray. Shata katara kasa rakasa tara koshe dede. Andala kasa taro roko se te de. Ata tara rakasha katara koshe. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm going to live longer and stronger. I'm going to live longer and stronger. Chalalaba shakatara koshi. Kuruma manandili tateli kandelia. Woo, glory. Halalaba shatata. Everybody going to hear tonight. Kata all online. Don't forget to pray for the people online from around the world. Shatarabha, they're here with us. Katatarabata. I think my wife said it was 3,000 on Sunday. Rabba Kasha, that's probably 6,000 because they had at least two people in the house. Shatarabha koshi. And it's going to get greater and greater. Shatara kasatata. They don't come near. They don't come from near. I'll draw them from far. Shatara bakasha tararo kushi. Ruba basatari eshiki. Ruba basatata. Open the mysteries. Open the mysteries to us, Lord. Hatalarebo shakatara tata. Tururuba kujuru kushiri. Rababa kasa turu kushiri. Agudur kujuru kushiri. Tarakasa kushiri. Andela tataro kushiri di kataro kushiri. Rababa kasa taro kushiri di di. Andela kasa de kashiri guru kushiri guru. Rababa kasa taro kushiri. Andela sa ta 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 ta. Look in Matthew 13:15. And when we get to the word converted, we're not talking about being saved. We're talking about being shifted into the realm or the dimension that God wants you to be in. Verse 15, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart. Oh, my goodness. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And should be converted. Now, they're not just talking about being born again. There are some things we got to be converted from. In his world system, you see, and be converted, and I should heal them. But look at verse 16, that's where you won't be. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears for the hear. So what we want our ears, eyes seeing and ears hearing in the realm of the spirit. That's why we're here to pray. That's what prayer do. Prayer opens your spiritual eye and opens your spiritual ear. And put you in another realm. That's why we have these prayer meetings before service, to get the sanctuary ready for people to be able to hear, be able to see, and be able to receive. Being able to hear, being able to see, and being able to receive. Well, I'll say it like this: being able to hear, being able to see, being able to believe, and then be able to receive. Shatta tororo mama kata. Go ahead. Ramama Shaka. We're pretty 6:45, huh? Yeah. Shatalala Mashaka. Rene Katalia Shakat. Hearing here. Seeing eye. Understanding hearts. Oh my. Hearing ear, seeing heart. Man, seeing. Andalabasaka. Tarakasa ta 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 ta. Andalakata tarakasata. Read that 17th verse yourself. Matthew 13:17. Just read it for yourself. Shatara ro baba kata. Ro baba satato. Talayanta kasataro koshata. Dala ta 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 ta. Many prophets. Andala kasata. And righteous men. Shalala basa kosha. Atara kita goshiti goshiti. Ahrata kashat. Atatara kashata ta ta ta. My. Thank you, Father. Shatatarako Siriko Surukush. Raka Shiriko Shirika Tatata. Ataraka Shiriko Shata. Dharaba Sakatarakos. Dharakasata. Seeing and hearing and understanding. Dharaba Sukushi. And the Rakasata Tatata Tarakoshiri. And the Rakoshiri Kurukuru Kushiri. Razako Tirikushiri Kotroko Shata Tatata Tarakasa. I love my brother and sister. We got 3 minutes. I think you're a special group tonight. The Lord is sharing some things with you. And look in the 19th verse now of Matthew 13. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. And so a lot of time the word is received by the wayside. 24, but he that receives the seed, the stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet, verse 21, hath he no root in himself, but endureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Then verse 22, he also that receives seed among the thorn is he that hears the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he become unfruitful. And verse 23, but he that receives seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understandeth it, which also bears fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. In these last 2 minutes, let's lift our hand and give God thanks and pray that we're all going to hear what he's saying tonight. Shatararomoya. Every person who comes through those doors tonight, every person who come online tonight, they will hear this new dimension of the Spirit apostolically and prophetically you will impart to us tonight. And we praise you for it, Father, and thank you for it, and give you the glory and the honor right now. All glory and all praise, we give it to you right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That man would be helped. That woman will be helped. That child will be helped. Thank you, Father. That minister will be helped. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everybody going to be helped. Shadarabashat. Healed. Delivered. Set free. Extended life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.